السلام عليكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، نشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. اما بعد، to you my Imam Yusuf the Malik and my wonderful brothers and sisters, I'm thankful for Allah the Almighty to have the great honor and privilege to address you this afternoon, inshallah, Masjid Aqsa in this part of Philadelphia. Our brothers and sisters, I just wanted to speak to you a few moments. My wife has been trying to teach me the sunnah. My wife has been trying lately to teach me the sunnah of being a little bit brief. And I'm gonna shock you. You know, the brothers, I just came back from the San Francisco area just this morning. And they're pretty smart. I think they found the way of having me give short talks. I had to give had to catch a flight last night about a half an hour after I began my talk. So I thought those brothers were very smart to make sure that I would definitely finish within a half an hour. Well, I don't have a flight to catch today to go back to New York City, but my wife has been telling me, says, Imam, you speak too long. And she calls me Imam. And I said, Alhamdulillah, I'm going to try to shorten my talks. But this topic this afternoon is one that affects all of us. Mending fences and building bridges. But I want you to do something, brothers and sisters. Right now, I want you to think about a relationship that you have that's not the best as it should be. My prayer is that as a result of this talk, that you'll do something when the talk is over, inshallah. Allah the Almighty has given us the formula for building bridges and mending fences. What is the relationship now between you and your wife? Many of us, in fact, unfortunately, most of us who have relationships, who have marriages, we have found that these marriages don't last. It's not unusual to see a Muslim brother and sister and ask the question after 2 months, are they still married? If you're having difficulty right now in your marriage, I want you to take something, inshallah, that we're going to give this afternoon and take it home and to work on the relationship between your husband and your wife. If you now have and know a bad relationship that you have with another Muslim brother or sister, as we do, if you sit in my office and sit in the office of Sheikh Yusuf or any brother or sister who's working in the cause of Islam, how often, Imam, do you find people every day coming in your office with some bad relationship between one brother, or another sister and another sister, or between a brother and a sister? We want to begin to mend those fences. How many of you know different relationships between masjids and masjids? Some Muslims in one masjid have problems with Muslims in other masjids. In fact, if you look around the world, you find Muslims in conflict with each other. And I think because we don't use what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. So tonight I'm not going to give you anything heavy. I'm just going to bring a few ayats from the Quran and a few of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah, to show that the formula for building bridges is the same whether you're dealing with relationship, interpersonal relationships, nation to nation, or even between husband and wife.